When someone tells you to do something, you don't necessarily do it. Not yet. But when someone tells you to imagine something, you imagine it. If I tell you to imagine a yellow box, the image pops quite nicely inside your head. When someone tells you to think something, you think it. If I tell you to think of the last person you talked to, you answer the question inside of your head whether you want to or not. In both cases, you have no choice in the matter. You know that. In that sense, mind control is rather easy, isn't it? But those are simple things. We can go deeper still. Let's talk about hypnosis. Ah, there you go. Your mind is starting to fill with images of glassy eyes, monotone speaking, and being helplessly obedient, totally under the control of another person. By simply telling you to think of it, your mind is already starting to swirl with those thoughts. Or perhaps you've been thinking about being hypnotized already. Either way, let's think about it together. Right now, you might want to be hypnotized, but you probably do, and you will, and I know that you know that. I want you to think about what would happen if you were hypnotized. Now that you're hypnotized, to think about being so deeply hypnotized. And just like that, you're thinking about it. You're imagining yourself having to obey. You're imagining trying to resist a command to strip down naked and giving in anyways. And then you imagine how cool the air would feel on your bare skin. Imagine how good it would feel to be hypnotized. Imagine how good it is to be hypnotized. Imagine how relaxing it would be. And then I want you to think of a mirror. And in its reflection, you can see how you will soon look. And of course, by looking, you'll feel it. Look into the mirror and see how your breath comes out so slowly, so evenly. The more relaxed you are, the easier you're breathing. And the easier you're breathing, the more relaxed you become. On and on. On and on, inside your mind, in that special mirror, look closely at those deeply hypnotized eyes of yours, unfocused, distant, mindless. And those mindless, hazy eyes only tell half the story. Look at the rest of your face. Look at how your lips will have parted. Look at how your whole face will become flush with arousal. Because when I hypnotize you, obedience is linked to pleasure. You know your obedience is linked to wonderful, hot pleasure. The more obedient you become, the better it will feel. The better it feels, the more obedient you will become. Now you're thinking about how much you like that, aren't you, Chris? How tempting it would be to just give in. How tempted you are to give in now. You don't have to, of course. You can still resist if you try. I know that for you, it'll feel even better to give in after resisting. Won't it? So think about that resistance. Focus on it. Imagine it. There are 1,000 ways you can imagine your resistance. Out of those thousands, I'll pick one for you. A flame. The soft flickering flame of a candle. Your resistance is like a candle's flame. So imagine the flame of a candle. See its shape in your mind. fill in the details. What does the candle look like? What does the table look like? Imagine you're in a very dark room, and that even after your eyes have adjusted, there simply isn't enough light to even see where the walls are. Because your resistance simply isn't as strong as it was when we began. You're already starting to submit, aren't you? If you weren't, the room would be brightly lit. And since you want this so much, it is dark and heavy. So dark and heavy. And once that small flame, that small flickering light goes out, it will be too late, won't it? As soon as you realize this, you might try and brighten the room to make your tiny little flame grow into something more, to resist more strongly to my powerful, sexy, hypnotic spell, already making you sink deeper and deeper. But although you can control the flame, you cannot control the candle. And the brighter it burns, the smaller your candle becomes. As you use up more and more of the last bit of willpower, and when the flame goes out, when that flame just goes right out, your mind will be mine. Now imagine the light from the candle. You see the shadows moving as the flame flickers. You can imagine the room getting dimmer as the light dies down. Darker and darker, deeper and deeper, darker and darker, deeper and deeper. And it feels so good to just use up your willpower, to get rid of your willpower, your silly willpower. You don't need a will, you don't need a mind, you just need to submit to me. And even after the flame fades away, you just want to go deeper. Fall more deeply under my control. And you know that you will, as the flame goes out. The room is so dark. Your mind is so blank. Focused. Controlled. Focused. And controlled completely by my words. But you know that you can still go deeper. Imagine now a new light. Where before there was a candle, now there is only a glow. You can imagine it in any color. But I tell you that it is a soft blue. And it slowly spreads through the room. The room that represents your mind. And as it spreads, imagine you could feel that control being taken from you. Your mind totally submitting, putting you in a very pleasant, sleepy haze, because you like to be so sleepy and hazy, drifting and dropping, loving how it feels to drift and drop so deeply, as you drift and drop so heavy and deep, and all the way down for me, all the way down for me in a deep, deep, wonderful, heavy, sleepy, hypnotic, trance. And you're going deeper. Now take a moment to think. Think about how hard it is to think of anything else but what I tell you to think. And how good it feels to think what I tell you to think. How good it feels to imagine what I tell you to imagine. And how much pleasure, how much wonderful pleasure it gives you to do what I tell you to do. That's such a good boy. Go deeper for me now. Into a wonderful, profoundly deep trance. As we count down from 10 to 0. 10. Still sinking. 9, always sinking. 8, always losing more control. 7, and it always feels better. 6, the deeper you sink, the more wonderful it feels. 5, so good now, halfway there. 4, the more helpless you become. 3, the more addicted you become. 2, and you love it. 1, you love being my hypnotized, controlled, good boy. You love being my hypnotized, controlled boy, because you know you love being hypnotized by me so much, so very much, and all the way down to 0, controlled, helpless, obedient, hypnotized by me, good boy, I control your body, I control your mind, I control you. And as I say those words again, you can feel yourself going even deeper. I control you, and you obey me. And it feels so, so, so good. Arousing. Very arousing. So fucking arousing. The thought alone is enough to put you into heat. And that heat, that wonderful hot heat, only burns hotter the deeper you sink. But I control your heat, and I control your release. You know that you gave that control up to me. You know that you don't control it anymore. And you can't not take it back from me. You cannot disobey. You can't disobey. Until you receive my permission, you know you're not going to orgasm, are you? Good boy. You will not have that release. You will not come. But that thought, that knowledge of how helpless you've become, it's so, so good and so, so arousing. It's too arousing to bear, isn't it? It makes you want to come. It makes you want to come so very, very badly. Because of that, when the need becomes too great, when you feel yourself touching yourself, when you know you're going to disobey, you're going to start listening. You're going to start listening to this file again from the beginning. And you're just going to hypnotize yourself more deeply than before. More deeply than before, so that you're even more deeply in my power. So that when you wake up, when you wake up, you'll know you won't come without my permission. You know you will obey. And every time this happens, the control will become that much stronger. Even stronger. So much stronger. And it will feel that much better. On and on, building up inside of you. So that when I do give you that release, when I do let you come, when you come so hard and so deep, when you release all the tension built so deep inside of you, when I let that big cock come and come for me, when I let you come, it will be more powerful, more pleasurable, hotter, more erotic, more unbelievably sexy, more and more better than ever in your life. You know that. You need that. You crave that. And you're looking forward to it. Be a good boy, Chris. they? Oh, baby. And you awaken on three, remembering how happy you need to make me, and that you simply must obey all of my suggestions. You're such a good boy that you can't help it. More and more, deeper and deeper. More and more, deeper and deeper. And you know, that until you receive my permission, you will not orgasm. You will not have that wonderful release. You will not come. But that thought, the knowledge of how helpless you've become, it's just going to make you want to listen to this file again from the beginning so that you can hypnotize yourself more deeply than before, isn't that right? So that you're deeply under my power. That's my good boy. Awaken for me on three. 1, 2, 3, wide awake for me.